29회 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 헨리가 취한 마지막 동작을 고르시오.
Okay, we're going to take some photographs now for the magazine advertisement. Henry, could you please pick up the bottle of Super Soda and go stand over there? Good. Remember, Henry, Super Soda makes you strong. Put the bottle in your right hand and hold it up high in the air. Now, put your left hand on your waist. I think your legs are too close together. Stand with your feet farther apart. Good. Now look forward and smile. Perfect. Don't move.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 조언하는 내용을 고르시오.
Hi, Michelle. What's wrong?
Oh, nothing important. I'm just worried about my test tomorrow.
You have a test tomorrow? I didn't know you were in school.
I'm not. It's a driving test. I decided to get a driver's license.
That's great. I'm sure you'll be a great driver.
I hope so. I'm going to stay up all night and study the rules of the road.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Why not?
If you're sleepy, you're more likely to make careless mistakes.
I suppose you're right.
Trust me. I passed my driving test on the first try.
3번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 장래 희망을 고르시오.
It's so nice to see you again. I'm glad you called me.
Me too. How long has it been?
Almost 2 years, I guess.
2 years? That's such a long time.
Yes, a lot can change in 2 years.
I know. Are you still working at the restaurant?
Yes, but I'm not a waitress anymore. Now I'm the chef. What about you? Still working for the radio station?
No, I quit that job months ago. Right now I'm taking classes at the local college.
Really? What kind of classes are you taking?
Mostly acting classes. I've always wanted to be in movies.
That's great.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁하는 일을 고르시오.
Good morning. You must be excited.
Of course I am. It's my first day of work at my new job.
You'd better hurry up and finish getting dressed. You don't want to be late.
What do you mean, finish getting dressed? This is what I plan on wearing.
I think maybe you should wear a tie. You want to make a good impression on your first day.
Maybe you're right. I'll go get my favorite tie, the one with the green stripes.
I don't think that tie matches the orange shirt you're wearing.
No? How about my red tie?
With those pants? I don't think so.
Oh, no. It's almost 8 o'clock. Don't just sit there. Come to my closet and help me.
Relax. I'm a fashion expert. This will only take a minute.
5번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 전화를 걸어야 할 사람이 누구인지 고르시오.
Hello, this is Bill. How can I help you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have dialed the wrong number.
Who were you trying to reach?
I wanted to talk to Ellen James about my student loan.
Ah, yes. Ellen doesn't work here anymore. You should talk to Mr. Wood instead. His number is 672-8872.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. Oh, hold on one moment. You're not a graduate student, are you?
Oh no, I'm just a freshman.
Okay, because if you were a graduate student, you'd have to talk to Miss Johnson instead of Mr. Wood.
Thanks for the information. You've been very helpful, Bill.
6번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 적어놓은 메모의 내용으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello?
Hello? Is this John?
No, this is Ken. John is still sleeping.
Really? It's almost 11 o'clock.
I guess he was up late last night. Would you like me to wake him up?
No, that's okay. But could you do me a favor and give him a message?
Of course.
Tell him that I called to remind him that we're supposed to meet at the library today. We were supposed to meet at 1 o'clock, but I can't get there until 2.
Okay, I'll tell him as soon as he wakes up. What's your name?
I'm Sally. Thanks a lot, Ken.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 회사에 제출할 사진을 고르시오.
Hi, Steve. What are you looking at?
Just some photographs.
Photographs of what?
Photographs of myself, actually. I need to choose one to be included on my company's new website.
Oh, how interesting. I really like the one of you playing with your dog.
Do you? They asked that we all choose a picture that shows our life outside of the office.
Like this one of you with your family?
Yes, I like that one, but I also like this one of me snowboarding, and this one of me playing soccer.
How about this one?
Well, I do enjoy playing guitar, but I don't think I look very good in that one.
Then I think this one is the best. Your wife and children look so cute.
I agree. That's the one I'll use.
Good morning, David. You look quite happy today.
I sure am. I just had a meeting with the boss and I'm getting a raise.
Really?
Yes, just in time, too. I bought a new house last week and I could really use the extra money.
You must be very excited. I'm so happy for you.
If you're so happy for me, why aren't you smiling?
Well, to tell you the truth, I deserve a raise, too. I work hard every day, and I just bought a new car.
You sound angry.
I'm not, really. You deserve that raise, but I really wish I could get one, too.
Maybe you should talk to the boss.
9번. 다음을 듣고 점수 대별 학생 수를 가장 적절하게 나타낸 도표를 고르시오.
As the chart shows, the results of this year's fifth grade spelling test are better than we expected. 250 students took the test, and 230 of them got more than 70% correct. Seven students even had perfect scores, three more than last year. Most of the students scored between 80 and 90%. I think we should be quite pleased with the work of this year's class.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 읽고 있는 신문 기사의 제목으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
This is terrible.
Are you okay, Lisa?
Oh, I'm okay. It's just this newspaper article I'm reading.
What's it about?
Remember how hot it was last summer?
Of course I do. They say it was the hottest summer in more than 50 years.
Well, according to this article, this summer is supposed to be worse.
Do you mean it's supposed to be hotter than last summer?
Hotter, rainier, and more humid.
I'm not worried. The weather forecasters are always wrong.
It isn't weather forecasters who think this. It's a lot of respected scientists.
Uh-oh. Maybe it's time to buy an air conditioner.
11번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 새 TV 프로그램에 대해 생각하는 장점과 단점을 바르게 짝지은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, what are you watching?
It's called I Love My Life. It's that new TV show about a woman who quits her job and travels around the world.
Oh, great. I wanted to see this.
Too late. It's just ending.
Hmm. Well, how was it?
It wasn't bad. I was having a difficult day and it made me laugh a few times.
That's good. I don't like shows that are too serious.
Neither do I. But this show was too silly. The main character travels from country to country and stays in beautiful hotels, but she doesn't even have a job.
I guess that couldn't happen in real life.
I wish it could, but I doubt it.
12번, 13번 문항은 기금 모금에 관한 두 사람의 토론을 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 토론을 듣고 12번, 13번 물음에 가장 적절한 답을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. Today, the school board needs to decide on this year's school fundraiser. I think the students should go door-to-door in their neighborhoods selling candy bars. Western High School tried it, and it was a great success. I think door-to-door sales are perfect for students and a great way to raise a lot of money in a short time.
I'm sorry, but I disagree. Although it's true that selling candy door-to-door is a great way to raise money quickly, I think it's too dangerous for our students. I wouldn't want my children knocking on strangers' doors. I think we need to come up with a new idea.
12번. 여자의 주장으로 가장 적절한 것은? (13번) 여자의 의견에 대해서 남자가 동의하지 않는 부분은? (14번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Yes, can I help you?
Good evening, ma'am. I have a pizza delivery for apartment 13B.
There must be some mistake. I didn't order any pizza.
Is this apartment 13B?
Yes, it is. But I certainly didn't order a pizza. In fact, I'm cooking dinner right now. We're having steamed vegetables.
That's strange. Let me check my notes and see who called in the order.
Okay.
Aha. The order was placed by Eric Peterson. Is your husband's name Eric?
No, but I do have a 12-year-old son named Eric.
Oh, boy. I think I know who ordered the pizza.
15번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
There you are. We were supposed to meet to play tennis half an hour ago. Where have you been?
Oh, Todd, what a terrible day. I had to stay late at work to finish a project I've been working on. By the time I got out, I had missed my bus, so I had to take a taxi. The driver got lost, and I didn't get home until 20 minutes ago. And worst of all, as I was running over here to meet you, I fell down and twisted my ankle. I can barely walk. I'm so sorry. Can you forgive me?
16번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Hi. I have a pair of airline tickets that I'd like to return.
Oh, do you mean you'd like a refund?
Yes, please. The flight leaves tomorrow, and I don't plan on using them.
Did you buy the tickets at this travel agency?
Yes. My fiancé and I bought them here last month. They were for our honeymoon, but we had to postpone the wedding until next month.
Can I see the tickets, please?
Sure. Here you are.
Thank you. Unfortunately, these tickets are non-refundable.
Does that mean I can't get my money back?
I'm afraid it does. However, they can be rescheduled for a later date if you'd like.
17번. 다음을 듣고 선생님이 존에게 한 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
John is an elementary school student. He is very polite and works hard, but he has a bad temper. One day, John got into an argument with another student over a pencil case. The other boy said the pencil case belonged to him. John insisted it was his. They yelled for a while, but then John hit the other boy. The teacher dragged John into his office and asked him what happened. John explained and showed the teacher his name written inside the pencil case. What did the teacher most likely say to John?